about a call used to a mule or a horse to make it turn left or right?
Well, that's G for the left and horse to the right. And that's when you're planting them all.
Do you use the same one for horses and mules?
They used to do, yeah.
What about if you're on a horse and, what if you had a bunch of horses in a pasture and you wanted to call them in, just like you call cows in?
Well, they get, the only thing we did was farm. And they'll come if you feed them at a regular time, they'll come.
Okay.
To the whistle.
What would you say to a horse if you're riding and you wanted to urge him on?
Let's go. Get up, pussy.
Mm-hmm. What if he's already moving and you wanted to speed him up?
Let's go. Spur,
now,
whatever.
Would you use the same thing if you were standing still and you wanted to start?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say to him if you wanted him to stop?
Whoa.
What if you were backing into a wagon or something like that?
Back to us. Back to him. Pull the line backwards and he'll back up. Mm-hmm. And it's going to ride along.
How do you call hogs to feed them?
Swoopy, swoopy, swoopy. There it comes.
I've heard people do that, but I figured they were just used to it. Do you know any calls that you use to sheep?
No, I never had any dealings whatsoever with sheep.
There haven't been many around here that I know.
Uh-uh.
What about calls to chickens when you're feeding them?
And cluck.
Is that right?
And they come, yeah. I used to fool chicken raising. My dad used to raise game chickens.
Game chickens?
Yeah, fighting cocks. And send them, ship them to Mexico and Philippines. He'd raise them and train them and condition them and get them ready to fight. And
did they bring good money?
Oh, man. Back in the Depression, $100, $125.
Was it illegal to fight cops?
Cops in the United States still is.
Yeah.
Yeah, still is. It's against the law. For old game cops got plenty of sense. You know, you can raise them up together and there'll be 6, 8, 10 roosters. They're raised up together from the time of little babies. Chicks right on up. And the minute one of those roosters start crowing, the others will turn on him and go to fight.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. And then you have to take them in. And after a while, you have to put them up in separate pens. If you don't, they'll go to fight and kill each other. They'll just beat each other dead.
Was it some special breed of rooster?
No, they were different kinds. There's all different breeds. They had what they had, the travelers and the eagles and the red warhorse and the black warhorse and they had any number of names for these chickens, and they were different, a little difference in the color and all, but they were all bred to fight. And boy, those things, when they get to fighting, they fight, one of them killed them. They didn't quit and run, you know, like a regular chicken, like the right leg under the roll out reds or something like that. Well, they get to fighting and one of them gets beaten, the other one he'll run.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do that in the game chickens.
What did the game chickens just do it with the regular, what do you call them?
The spurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, until they went to fight them for money. And when they put the steel gas on them, then. You know, that's the number one sport in Philippines. Cockfight.
I knew it was popular down there,
but number one sport. Mexico. It's just like baseball in the United States. Now, I went to those cockfights down there. They put one steel that's sharp on both sides and on the point, and as sharp as a razor. And when they roosters will bill the other one and shuffle with their feet, you know, and I've seen the rooster cut the other one's head off. See his body flip across the pit.
They naturally fight with their feet that way?
Mm-hmm. It's a dangerous part. They had one rooster, what they call a dunghill, when they run, you know, when they get hit with the steel and it cuts and they hurts and they run, they'll holler and run. Well, they kill those, they destroy them because they don't want that bloodline. And one time we was fighting down in the Philippines and that rooster run like that and they said, catch him, catch him. I said, catch him, nothing. I've got my head down, ready to fly up in your face with those things. You'd ruin you.
Put your eyes out.
Yeah. And they want to get the steel because those things were expensive, I guess.